Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to get on or get off. Play the bandwagon.
This does not sound like Ozzy Osbourne, sir. Did he ever have a song called Bandwagon?
Did not, but I am not the DJ.
I'm just messing with you. What do we got?
All right, so numero uno. Imagine this. Big Ten universities doing GoFundMe to pay their players. It'd be kind of crazy, right?
Yeah.
So what if I told you they are now, this is the University of Minnesota, going to charge all students a $200 student fee.
Administrative fee.
That will go to paying their players.
Wow. All of the Big Ten Conference charging all of their students $200.
So, University of Minnesota, they've got a lot of incoming freshmen. They want the Gophers to have good sports teams. Well, they're going to charge all students a $200 extra fee to pay the players.
Just freshmen or all students?
All students.
Wow.
A lot of students say they're okay with this. So that the university can pay their students. One kid said, personally, $200 isn't too much to tack on. It isn't too big a fee if it means supporting our athletes because they do a lot of hard work and we're a Big Ten school. I think I might get $200 worth of entertainment from it, said another student. But a lot of students, you know, now it's $100 a semester, but a lot of students are kind of like, how about no? I think it's really important we do everything we can to keep costs of living on campus lower and not raise them. Even though it's $100, it's $100 that students aren't volunteering to pay. It's $100 is detrimental to students. That's from the UM student body president.
Mm-hmm.
The new fee comes as Minnesota and other schools can now pay their student athletes $20.5 million this school year. Well, they're going to take it from their kids. Sean, this is some grift, and you would never send your kid to a school that did this. Are you on or off the bandwagon?
I'm actually conflicted right now. So before I answer, help me talk through this briefly, and I'll use UH as an example. Approximately 47,000 students at UH. About 37,000-38,000 undergrad, the rest grad students. If you charged $200 a head to every student with those numbers right now at UH, you'd come out with about $9.3 million, okay?
That'd be correct.
Now, the reason why I bring this up is if you have students invested in athletic program, like money that you know is going directly to pay the players to perform for your school, would that also kind of be more reason to go attend and support those athletic programs? If there was data out there that suggested yes, in an almost overwhelming sense that it almost have to be, I need to see it to believe it kind of a thing. But if that data proved out to be true, then I don't know that I'm kicking that idea out of the bed. It sucks that like college is so damn expensive already, but because the athletic programs in large part are what make these universities that are not Yale, Harvard, Cornell, so on and so forth, attractive and puts them on the map because of their athletics, like I kind of like the idea. And I'm in the sports business, so I kind of really like the idea. So for that reason, for the time being, I am on the bandwagon, I think, if you phrased it the question this way, that kids should, you know, maybe be behind this.
So you're off the bandwagon.
I'm off the bandwagon. Let me reverse that. I'm off the bandwagon. What do we think?
I'm on, man. Why do I have to pay? I'm just going to class. I mean, they make enough money advertising, putting these games on TV. Why as a student, a broke college student, have to give up an extra $200 when these players are getting NIL deals that are making, some of them are making what, $1 million? Who knows how much they're making? Nah, I'm good, man. There's no need for to add on to
this. There's a high school baseball player making $9 million right now.
Idea, what if you offset it? You know, like there are, I don't know if UH still does this. Back when I went, I didn't have to pay to go to the games. I could just go to the games.
No, I mean, that's how it is at Texas State as well.
You know,
like, you have to pay.
So, like, go to the games for free, and then maybe, you know, you get, like, an added benefit if that's already a thing everywhere, which it should be. Give them, like, a free food choice and a drink choice at the game as well. Like, you can use that student ID to, boop, you know, swipe your card to get free food, free drink, one time only. Like, is that beneficial enough?
No, it's not. No, because
that's maybe $200 over the course of a season if you go to every game.
But here's the thing. Like, they're already adding on other stuff to it that you don't even know where the money's going to.
Fair.
So it's just, why? Like, I just don't see a need to charge these students for these athletes to come and play. It's just like, that's what the NIL is for. Mm. That's just how I look at it.
Okay.
I'm so on this bandwagon. With all the NIL money, and I know they're trying to figure out how to allocate this money, but you're telling me you go from hundreds of millions of dollars with NIL money to, okay, now we've got to raise the money by basically laying a $200 tax on all of our students, the people who can least afford to be taxed. Where will the business money go? You're telling me that businesses can't donate money to the university that they could then use for spending on sports, because I feel like that's very easy to do. So why is it, okay, student, we got to hit you for more money? To me, it's just a matter of...
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They're finding a way to double dip. I feel like by taxing the students this money, they're still going to get money from businesses.
Mm-hmm.
They're just taxing your students, which, how do I verify that all of my $200 went to pay athletes? Because am I, quote, trusting the university is just going to open their books to me?
Yeah. No, yeah. That's fair, too.
Sounds like the bull and or the poopies. So I am going to say I am very much on this bandwagon. This is crap, and I'm not going to take it.
We're not going to take it.
Numero dos. Of course, it involves a Florida man.
All right.
Florida man was arrested for DUI driving his lawnmower on a toll road. Christopher Spain was riding his lawnmower southbound on the Suncoast Parkway while apparently highly impaired. Witnesses reported seeing Spain riding erratically from Citrus County into Hernando County. He, of course, refused to do a field sobriety test and therefore was arrested. Highway Patrol received calls around 8:30 a.m. on Friday morning saying, there's a guy in a lawnmower driving all over the damn road. They showed the lawnmower going south from Citrus County to Hernando County, and the rider was pulled over not far from there. It's 38-year-old Christopher Spain. Apparently showed several signs of impairment, including small pupils, flushed skin, dry mouth, and visible irritation to the inside of his nose, because that's where the candy goes.
He was just cutting grass.
Yeah. Let me show you a picture of this dude, and you tell me he's not on drugs.
Yeah, that's not grass allergies.
Don't! This dude looks like a meth head. And yet he was released on just $500 bond because Florida.
That'll teach him.
He should be forced to cut the grass for the municipality every day for a year. Are you on or off the bandwagon?
On the bandwagon. You know, until I saw a picture of this fellow, I was willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. And maybe a really good alibi. Like, you know, you get pulled over by the cops like, sir, have you ever heard of adopt a highway? I'm just trying to get beyond this guardrail so I can cut the grass. I'm just trying to take care of the community in which I live. Maybe that would have worked, but this dude was probably so high that he couldn't think properly and come up with that excuse. And, but yeah, he should definitely cut the grass. And, you know, I think that should be a real thing for, like, all of these knuckleheads that get busted. How many times are you driving down the freeway and you're like, damn, does anybody cut the grass over here? Like, why does our community just, like, allow the grass to grow, like, 10 feet tall? Like, literally every roadway in the city of Houston. Can we keep our community looking nice? Only when the Super Bowl comes around do they care about, like, planting trees and cutting the grass. So I'm on the bandwagon.
I'm on it. And it's just, if he wasn't under drugs, I mean, all that stuff, I think I'd be all right, because it's just like, you're not putting anybody else or yourself in danger. But dude, you're high off on drugs, man. So it's just, these Florida people, they just don't make any sense to me. Is Florida even real at this point? I don't know. But yeah, this guy deserves to do.
Well, they're getting a UFL team, sir.
I mean,
great city of Orlando.
Whatever. It don't matter.
You know, it'd be great if he had to cut the grass around Alligator Alcatraz.
Oh.
Might find some gators.
Fun times. Be
maybe
a good watch.
Maybe he gets out. Maybe he doesn't.
Would you rather watch this guy maybe get eaten by an alligator?
Yes.
Or the Orlando UFL football team?
Alligators.
Alligators.
Alligators, man. All day.
It'd be like the Running Man.
You know what the UFL should do? More people would watch. It, play football, but then, like, out of bounds should be a moat of alligators. So you have to stay inbounds at all times.
Worked or about sharks with freaking laser beams too, attached to their heads.
That would be cool. And, you know, maybe dependent upon, like, what city or state you have to go play in, like, that should be the rule in Florida for the new Orlando team. We're going to have a moat for our out of bounds, and it's going to have gators and crocs in it. And good luck, everybody.
The winners will get double the pay. The losers will be executed.
I like it. Are you on that bandwagon?
That is a good bandwagon to be on. In fact, that is our bandwagon.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.